Like, so what's the problem that you want to solve? And then there's two other questions as part of that. The second question is, how do you want to solve it, right? So I think that's where the individual's responsibility is. And what I mean by that, how do you want to solve it, is that you have a specific skill set, a specific interest, a specific passion.
Welcome to STEAMcast, where STEM and the arts collide. I'm your host, Dan Kostelic, and together we're going to have conversations with the brightest lights and rising stars in the fields of science, technology, engineering and entrepreneurship, the arts, and math, exploring the world that we live in, the science that makes it all possible, and the art that makes it interesting. This is episode 6, and we're breaking from the format of the last few episodes by taking a look at the intersection of ingenuity and entrepreneurship through the lens of the Smart City of STEAM Challenge, a joint venture between the Project Fibonacci Foundation, which produces this podcast, and EPICS and IEEE. The IEEE, or the Institute of Electrical and Electronic Engineers, is the world's largest technical professional organization for the advancement of technology. EPICS, which stands for Engineering Projects and Community Service, is one of their philanthropic arms and connects engineering with community service projects in four categories of community improvement efforts: access and abilities, education and outreach, environment, and human services. EPICS and IEEE uses these four categories to deliver on the IEEE's core purpose of fostering technological innovation and excellence for the benefit of humanity. This brings us back to the partnership between EPICS and IEEE and the Project Fibonacci Foundation, the Smart City of STEAM Challenge. Students that had participated in Project Fibonacci events, everything from single-day STEAM innovation camps like Drone Days to the annual week-long Summer STEAM Leadership Conference, were invited to submit project proposals in collaboration with a nonprofit organization. The winning proposals could earn up to $10,000 in project development funds and $4,000 in college scholarships. To talk a bit more about the Smart City of STEAM Challenge, here's Bob Bojanic. Bob is on the board of the Project Fibonacci Foundation. He's a member of the IEEE, and he's also the co-founder of the Shoreline Group, which supplied college scholarship money to the winners.
The IEEE EPICS Challenge is the natural evolution for Project Fibonacci. Last year we did an entrepreneurial challenge where the students, the Project Fibonacci scholars, had the opportunity to produce and actually present their ideas to a panel of experts. And those panel of experts selected the best proposal. This year, with IEEE EPICS, we're taking it one step further. Not only will they have an opportunity to present their proposal, but their proposal will be judged by IEEE engineers, and they'll be funded by the IEEE. IEEE will provide $10,000 for those scholars to produce exactly what they want to produce for their community service organization. The Rome Hospital Foundation has an interesting proposal for the students to work on. Community service is very important in our area. The community benefits and the scholars benefit. The community benefits because they have young people working with them to produce something that they need in the community. It represents our future. The students benefit because they have the opportunity to go from a proposal to an actual working product, something that every engineer, every scientist always aspires to. Our community service organizations need our help. It's so important that the community works together towards our mutual benefit. And students need to understand that at a very young age, that we're all part of the community. It's a wonderful concept.
On December 19th, 2018, an awards ceremony was held at Albany Medical Center.
We got the invitation from Project Fibonacci because we've been a participant in Project Fibonacci for the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. And I handed it over to Melissa. She is the one that's closest to the students. And she gave it out to the group, and the twins just jumped on it.
That's Marva Richards, Associate Director of Albany Medical College's STEP program, or Science and Technology Entry Program, a program of the Division of Community Outreach and Medical Education at Albany Medical College.
So you sponsored Nina and Cammy for the STEAM conference.
Yes.
And now that they've won the EPICS and IEEE Smart City of STEAM Challenge and the Shoreline Foundation Scholarship, how's that for an ROI?
Oh, my gosh. Wonderful. Because we always, you know, try to make this a culture of innovation and experimentation. We don't ask kids what they want to be when they grow up. We ask them what problem they want to solve.
All right.
And that's not my, I wish it was my idea. It's actually from the Google evangelist, Jaime Kassab.
Jaime Kassab is Google's chief education evangelist. You can hear him here in a 2018 YouTube video interview.
So what's the problem that you want to solve? And then there's two other questions as part of that. The second question is, how do you want to solve it, right? So I think that's where the individual's responsibility is. And what I mean by that, how do you want to solve it, is that you have a specific skill set, a specific interest, a specific passion. Here's an example. Like, let's say you want to solve climate change, but you have no science background, right? You don't want to be a scientist, or you don't have that background, but you are a photographer, right? So if you want to solve climate change, how do you want to solve it using your skill? Is you can go out and take pictures of the environment. You can go out and build awareness campaigns. There's things that you can do given the skills that you have. And then the third thing, and this is where companies and education both come in, is what do you need to know to solve that problem? And what are the knowledge, skills, and abilities that you need? Some of those are going to be your responsibility, and you should come in with those. And some of them are going to be the company's responsibility. So if you want to solve climate change and you need to know A, B, and C, and you work for a company that's focused on climate change, the company says you need to know A, these are the knowledge, skills, and abilities that you need to have. So let's figure out what you already have, and then let's figure out how to build the rest. So it's this combination of kind of using that model to build the skills that employees need to solve the problems that companies are interested in solving.
And I saw that, and I said, that's what we should be doing. We should be asking them about the problems that they see right around us, right around them. And so their science education would be relevant to them, because we want kids to have fun while they're doing science. And why would they be doing something that they're not interested in?
Don't ask a kid what they want to be when they grow up, because I still don't know.
Right. Yeah.
What do you want to solve?
Yeah, they could do many things and, solve different problems. We had, great success with kids who've been working in the local area on a bunch of vacant lots. So they worked on getting a proposal out to do something with those vacant lots that would help a food desert.
Yeah.
And they actually won first place at our state conference. So, this is a culture that we're developing, and we're really very happy that Project Fibonacci is going to allow us to become more of a legitimate, maker space, if you will, for STEM.
The winning team, twin sisters Cammie and Nina Tran, students from the South Colony Central School District near Albany, New York, presented as their project idea the design and development of a comfortable shoe for lymphedema sufferers.
The shoe that the girls are creating, how will that help you?
It will help my patients be much more comfortable.
That's Kelly Edick, occupational therapist and certified lymphedema therapist at Rome Memorial Hospital, where the shoes are going to be tested.
The lymphedema treatment alone is very cumbersome, and their comfort level is very important, and I think the girls saw that today.
And so the type of shoe that is already being used, the very cumbersome, I think you called it the Frankenstein shoe.
The old orthopedic shoe.
How will the shoe that they are creating differ from that?
It will conform to their feet. So in other words, it'll be a little bit wider in the ankle, but not as long. Because traditionally, anybody with really wide ankles has long feet. That's not the case in this instance, because we have foam and bandages on top of it.
And would this be following the traditional route of only one lymphedema shoe, or would they be able to wear two?
They'd be able to wear two, hopefully, if it was cost effective enough. Right. Now they just have to purchase one, because it's very costly sometimes. So it would be great if they could wear the same shoe on both.
People who suffer from lymphedema use compression bandages as part of the treatment. Now, unfortunately, those bandages do not fit in normal size shoes, and oversized orthopedic shoes are frequently prescribed. These shoes make it difficult to walk, and walking aids are often required because of them. The Transistor shoe seeks to remedy that. Using 3D printed technology, iterative design techniques, and elastic materials, prototypes are being developed and produced at the Tech Valley Center of Gravity. And here's their executive director, Holly Cargill Kramer, speaking about how she became involved.
Bob Bohannock from the Project Fibonacci reached out to us and wanted to learn more about who we were and what we did at the Tech Valley Center of Gravity. We got to know each other, and a couple months later, I got a call. He was reaching out to see if we might know someone in the facility who could serve as a mentor to the young ladies that won the award today.
And
we matched him up with Hassan.
Enter their mentor for the project, Dr. Hassan Khan.
Yeah, I got involved because that's my area of, I'm a scientist, I'm an entrepreneur, also I'm an inventor. So I said, okay, this is the right thing to help for them. So that was the right, I love to teach students and help them. So that I did.
Fantastic. So what can you share with us about mentoring Nina and Cammy?
Well, I found they're hardworking. That is the first thing. And I'm an international, I moved from Bangladesh, and I know they're from Vietnam. So some cultural difference, when you moved. English is their second language. So my language is also English second language. So we have to understand, and I was perfect fit for them. So sometimes when I know they're not understanding, I have to tell them a couple of times. And when I told them to do that, they are doing right away. So I like their approach, they're listening to me. So that's the good part of them.
Oh,
yes.
Well, listening is the
what
most
I'm
important
instructing.
Part.
Yes, yes.
So now you're new to the area. What do you think of upstate New York and central New York?
This is a very nice place, because when I went to COG, because I was in Ottawa in a makerspace, but that was the university base. This was the community service. So Albany is a very good hub for entrepreneurs, and it's a good area to develop different thing. So I think it's a good place. So
Well, fantastic. Now, since you've been helping out at the Center of Gravity, what can you tell us about that experience?
Center of Gravity, I'm helping right now the Shaker High School Capstone Project.
Okay.
They are like the 8 groups. They're developing their, each group has 2 members. So every Tuesday I go there, I instruct them, I help them for their project. So I'm not only helping Nina and Cammy, I'm helping other 8 groups. For the Capstone Project, they are developing different ideas like Cammy and Nina. And one of the students, they went to Orlando and they won the prize too. So their teacher, but yeah, so this is, and I help them to how to write their patent.
So you have a little bit of a trend of working with winning teams.
Yes, yes, yes. That's true. That's a very good news. When I heard they won, so I'm feeling proud.
I asked Becky Diudo, executive director of the Rome Hospital Foundation, which provides financial support to Rome Memorial Hospital, where the shoes developed by the transistors are being tested, how this could mutually benefit both the transistors and Rome Hospital.
Well, ideally, we would love to see the project through to the end, where the girls will produce a shoe that helps the challenge that Kelly has presented in terms of finding the proper fit for her lymphedema patients. And so to be involved in something where an actual medical challenge is being, solutions being brought forward to patients that really have that need is what's exciting for us. And to be able to tie that back to the Rome community and to our hospital is just something that we're really excited about.
We've heard from everybody involved so far, people from the IEEE and Project Fibonacci, the Tech Valley Center of Gravity, where the shoes are being developed, Rome Memorial Hospital and the Rome Hospital Foundation, who are testing the shoe. We've heard from the girls' mentor, but now let's hear from the Smart City of STEAM Challenge winners themselves. Here are Cammy and Nina Tran, currently seniors at South Colony High School in the Albany area.
Now, do you think Project Fibonacci and the IEEE Epic Smart City of STEAM Challenge will help you get into the college of your choice?
Yes.
And what college is that? No pressure.
I am doing the application process.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where are you applying to?
My top 3 is Bowdoin,
okay,
Wesleyan, and Hamilton.
Bowdoin in Maine?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Oh, that is a storied school. Fantastic. And Hamilton, right down the street from Project Fibonacci, so that's great. Same schools, or do you want to separate?
Yes.
All right. And just a couple more questions now. Can you tell us about your mentors, Dr. Khan and Bob, like how they helped you out?
They like very friendly, and they helped me a lot since the first time we started the project. And Khan-san, like, he come and then talk to us, and he helped us out a lot of like things that we don't know.
Okay.
And we learn a lot from him. Especially like us, like as like English learner.
Yeah.
So like, I moved here about 3 years ago. So like English, I still learning. So like to do a project and do like a proposal is like it's a huge thing for us.
Yeah. So you plan on turning this into a business, though, right?
Yeah.
You want
I hope. To sell
your lymphedema machine?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So hopefully you'll be the first Project Fibonacci millionaires.
All right. I wish, yeah.
Lymphedema refers to swelling that generally occurs in one or both of your arms or legs, and is most commonly caused by the removal of or damage to your lymph nodes as a part of cancer treatment. Lymphedema affects approximately 200 million people worldwide. More people suffer from lymphedema-related diseases in the U.S. than suffer from multiple sclerosis, muscular dystrophy, ALS, Parkinson's, and AIDS combined. That wraps up today's Steamcast. I'd like to thank the Albany Medical Center and their STEP program, the Tech Valley Center of Gravity, Rome Memorial Hospital and the Rome Hospital Foundation, the South Colony Central School District, and EPICS and IEEE for being a part of the Smart City of STEAM Challenge and participating in today's episode. If you'd like to get involved with Project Fibonacci events, participating in things like the Smart City of STEAM Challenge, Innovation Camps, or the annual Summer STEAM Leadership Conference, you can reach out to us and learn more on the website, projectfibonacci.org. STEAMcast is a production of the Project Fibonacci Foundation, a 501c3 nonprofit educational organization whose mission is to introduce our youth to a culture of interdisciplinary STEAM learning, teaching them to become creative, independent leaders of community resurgence. STEAMcast was written, produced, and hosted by me, Dan Kostelic. You can follow me on Twitter at Dan Kostelic. Technical support is by Andrew Berger. The music in the show is by The Live and Breathe from the album Reet. You can find it on iTunes or wherever you listen to music. Please subscribe and rate the show 5 stars on the podcatcher of your choice, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Stitcher, or Spotify. And also follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. On Twitter, we're at ProFibonacci. That's ProFibonacci. Thanks for listening. Keep moving forward. Full steam ahead.